Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on chapter 14, a very important chapter because we have seen the treasury department plays a very important role in earning the revenue for the bank. And when we talk about revenue from foreign exchange transaction, you don't get a straight amount of the profit because some transactions you can book the profit now, whereas there could be some unrealized profits. There would be some currency difference into which the transaction is booked. Some can be local currency, some can be foreign currency, but the books of accounts, the balance sheets that are done in local currency, and hence one has to convert the foreign currency into the local currency, and for this process the revaluation would be required. So in this chapter 14 we are going to understand the revaluation of foreign currency specifically done for maintaining the books of accounts, especially for preparing the balance sheets and the profit and loss account. The basic objective of the chapter is to explain the different types of revaluation. So what is revaluation? Revaluation simply means conversion of foreign currency exposure into local currency at a particular date. This at a particular date is important because we prepare financial statements such as balance sheet on a particular date, and profit and loss account also gets booked, and based on that a balance sheet is also prepared as on the date. So revaluation is very important for preparing financial statements such as balance sheet and profit and loss accounts. The purpose is to determine whether on a date the bank is making a profit or loss because of the foreign currency exposure. So even though the transactions are actually made in foreign currency, when you convert that into local currency, you come to know whether the profit or loss exists or not. The entire balance sheet and profit and loss has to be drawn up in a single currency. And hence, if your transactions are done in foreign currency, when you convert that into local currency, you can easily draw a balance sheet into a single currency. And hence, all foreign currency denominated assets and liabilities have to be converted into a local currency, and for that reason revaluation is very important. So how is the revaluation process done? The manner revaluation is accounted for is done for nostro accounts and foreign currency accounts on one hand, and for forward exchange contracts and Wusang's bills on the other hand. Because of the nature of transactions that are booked in nostro accounts and the nature of transactions that are booked in forward or the Wusang's bills are different, we need to have a different way of value revaluation for these different types of transactions and accounts. The former, that is the nostro account, is realized profit loss, whereas the later, that is the Wusang's bill, the forward exchange transactions, are unrealized profits, and hence they require a separate treatment. Let's understand one by one. First, the nostro accounts. A revaluation is done in nostro accounts by converting the foreign currency balance, because we have seen the nostro accounts are maintained in foreign currency, and hence these balances are required to be converted into local currency equivalent at the prevailing spot rates, and that gives us a balance in the nostro account as of a particular date. Nostro accounts are maintained both in terms of foreign currency and equivalent local currency, but when we are preparing a balance sheet in a single currency, this conversion becomes very useful. On the date of revaluation, the foreign currency balance is converted into the local currency at the prevailing spot rate, so we get the exact balance as of that date at the prevailing spot rate. If the local currency balance after conversion at a spot rate is more than the local currency balance in the ledger account, then there is obviously a revaluation profit. Now let's look at the foreign currency assets and the liabilities. Foreign currency assets and liabilities, such as the foreign currency loans, investments and the like, has to be revalued at the prevailing spot rates for the currency in which the asset is denominated. So the resulting profit and loss will get accounted in the profit and loss account. So this is a separate treatment when we talk in terms of the foreign currency assets and the liabilities. Now let's consider the Wusang's bill, how the revaluation is done for Wusang's bill as well as the forward contracts. Forward contracts and foreign currency Wusang's bills are revalued at the applicable forward rates, because both are going to get settled at the future. The difference between the converted balance and the existing local currency balance is treated as the revaluation profit or loss. The applicable forward rate means the rate applicable to the period of the particular forward contracts or the bill's maturity date. Now, having understood how you actually calculate the profits for the forward, USANs and the Nostro accounts, let's see how the accounting for revaluation is done. The revaluation profit or loss is either debited or credited to the concerned Nostro accounts and credited or debited to the profit and loss accounts. The Nostro account is adjusted as this is the realized profit or loss. What happens in case of the forward contracts or the forward bills? The revaluation profits are debited to a foreign exchange contract revaluation gains account in the balance sheet and credited to the profit and loss account. This is simply an accounting transaction. However, the revaluation losses are debited to the profit and loss foreign exchange losses account and credited to the foreign exchange revaluation losses account in the balance sheet. So friends, with this we have reached the conclusion of this chapter on revaluation. We have seen revaluation of foreign currency positions are undertaken at the end of every accounting period to determine the actual exposure and profit and loss made by holding foreign currency position. This is very important for drawing up the balance sheet in a single currency, and that actually depicts the profitability of the bank as a whole for a particular financial year. So thank you very much.